just remember me as I do this song this morning. My heart is heavy this morning. It's hurting this morning due to some of our sickness that we have in our family.
Amen.
So the name of this song is Let's Meet by the River.
Amen. Bless your heart. Bless your Lord. Praise God, we got a meeting place.
Amen.
You know, the reason that song right there is so precious
bless
to me
you,
is
ahead.
Before Karen died, her
yeah.
sitting there on the couch one day, we were talking, and we made each other a promise.
Yeah.
Now, she knew she was going to die before me, but I didn't know that.
I
always said
bless
I wanted to go first. I didn't want to be left here by myself.
Blessings.
But she made me a promise, and if she left first, she'd wait for me at the river.
Amen. And
cross together.
Amen, brother.
When I get up there, exactly where I expect to
find her,
standing by the river.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
God'll take both of us.
Bless you, brother.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, amen. I got family up, more family up there than I got down here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And it's about to get good.
I'm going to do this song for Tammy today. I know she's
listening. Bless you, bless you.
Maybe it'll lift her up.
Yeah. Bless the Lord. Bless her body.
I need you every hour.
Yes.
I
Bless you, Sharon. Bless her, Lord.
Every hour I do.
Oh, help us. Amen.
Lord,
help us. It's a good place to be.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, it's a good place to be. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Bless and have you, Lord God.
Yes, help us today, Lord.
Yeah.
Y'all got to do that song over again. It cut you out.
He done sent us?
I don't know what happened.
Bless the Lord. Bless you, Carolyn.
I'm pretty good.
I must have touched it, I guess, when they were singing that song.
Bless the Lord. Love that song.
I got too happy.
Bless you, Rita.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough.
Bless you, Rita. Bless the Lord.
Single lie that tells me I will never measure up.
Thank you, Rita. Bless your heart.
Hey. That's right.
Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low?
Bless your heart. Oh my.
Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
Yeah, oh my, glory to God, I feel it.
Ooh, oh, you say I am loved when I can't feel a thing.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah. You say I'm strong when I think I'm weak.
feel something in that song, I'll just tell you, one's with you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, we was going to have a word of prayer up here, and I'm saying this with about as much grace as I can, but for COVID's sake, I think it'd be in our best interest to just all bow our heads and pray together.
Yes.
We've got a long list of people to pray. We've got a little altar. We got a little church. I'm seeing it growing. And I praise God for what I see. And I thank God for what I see. But we've got several people that are sick. We got several people that are in the valley of the shadow of death.
Yes.
We got several people that, they've got... they're suffering from sickness. They're hurting or they be here. We want to pray for them right now. Brother Ed told me he was going to tell me a few more. I know about Dean and Sue. I know about James Marshall and his brother Robbie. And most of these we've been praying for. Carol's sister, not Carol, but Carol and James' daughter. We're going to pray for them. Right now, was you going to sing again?
No.
We're going to pray for them right now, and there may be others. I mean, I know of many others. But let's bow our head real quick. Father, we come to you just in humble prayer on behalf of these, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
They would like to be here, Lord. They would like to be well. Lord, you're the Lord God that healeth us. You're the one, Father, that visits us, Lord, with healing in your wings. Lord, you send your word and you heal us. Lord, you're the great physician. Lord, you even raise up people from the dead, been dead 4 days. Lord, we just call upon you, Lord, on behalf of these, Lord, that are sick. Father, we pray for James Marshall. Lord, we pray for Brother Billy, Sister Bonnie's son. We pray for her niece. We pray, Lord, Father, Lord, for Brother James, Sister Carol's daughter. Lord, we pray, Lord, Father, for Bobby. Lord, we pray for Tammy. Lord, we pray, Lord, Father, Lord, for Linda, thank you, Brother. Brother Ed, Linda. Brenda Goff, we pray for her. Lord, there's a lot on the Facebook page, Lord, that are asking for prayers. Lord, we don't know or can't name them. But Lord, we still want to bring them forth to you, Father, by way of prayer. Put them in your tender care. Ask you, Lord, to meet with them today.
Yes.
To encourage them today, Lord, to help them today. Lord, we ask all of these things, Father. Lord, your blessed will be done. Lord, we just accept it. I appreciate the good service so far. Ask your blessings upon the remainder of it. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. Man, I'll tell you right now, I wasn't expecting this many people to be here today. But I'm thankful to see as many as I see here in the house of God today. And I want to make a mild apology here. I invited Richard back there and his wife, Stacy. I invited them to come to church. I just didn't realize they'd show up as quick as they did. They showed up last Sunday, and he called me and said, "Where's everybody at?" And I had dismissed the services last Sunday, and it crushed me that I invited him and he showed up.
You're going to get me in a lot of trouble, my man, because her name's Tracy, not Stacy.
Okay, I thought you told me, Stacy.
I'm just saying.
Tracy, thank you. Yeah, I will learn everybody's name. I've learned everybody's name. Tracy, is that right?
Yeah.
I thought I heard you say Stacy. Okay.
I'll call you next week, huh?
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Ask Carol about that. James, too.
Yeah.
But I appreciate Tracy and Richard showing up today.
Yes, Lord.
And I don't know how they could miss getting a blessing already being here, but we hope the preaching will be a blessing, too. And as devastated as I was of the circumstances of closing the doors last Sunday, I don't really have any regret. I was looking out on behalf of my church here. I've been your pastor. I just realized this morning. I've been your pastor just a little over 3 years. I'm going into my fourth year right now, and I've been honored. It's been a blessing to be your pastor.
Yeah.
I have no desire whatsoever to be anywhere but here. I believe I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah.
As long as you'll put up with me, I'll be here. And I hope and pray we can pray it out, work it out, whatever. I do believe I'm supposed to be right here. I'm a little preacher. This is a little church. I'm sure it's not going to stay little. And maybe I'll grow with you. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
But as devastated as I was about last Sunday, Sister Bonnie sent me a card. And Boy, it's a very timely card. She loves her pastor, I'll tell you that right now. And she greatly encouraged me. I felt a little better down and out, but she really encouraged me with that that card. What'd you do with it, buddy? I got here in my Bible, amen. I'll just tell you right now, I was glad to get it. And to me, I'll tell you right now, buddy, them's what I call a nuggets, buddy. I'd like to say I earned that card, but I'm glad she thought enough of me to send it to me, give it to me, and I praise God for that. We'll be preaching this morning out of St. John chapter 3. You want to be opening up your Bible to St. John chapter 3. If you don't have a Bible, well, we got some up here. St. John chapter 3, just raise your hand. Brother Daniel, bring you one.
That's right.
I'll find it here in a minute. All right. St. John chapter 3. And I'm going to have to cut, I think, I'm going to cut a little bit off of this. Which I'm kind of like old Mays Jackson. He said his message is kind of like good baloney. He said you can cut it off either end. It's all good. But we were going to preach quite a bit today. But I do want to say this. Today is the first message of a series that I'm going to be preaching on. And this will be the first one of it. We're going to read the first 7 verses of St. John chapter 3. And the Bible says there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night. You know, any time's a good time to come to Jesus. I'll say that right off the bat.
That's right.
But and he said unto him, Rabbi, which another word for master, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now that latter part of that verse, it's more important than we give it credit for. People say, I just can't see it. And I've met some of them. And they'll tell you, I just don't see it. And you know, they can't see it till they get saved.
That's right.
Even though it's right in front of their eyes, they can't see it. And Jesus putting that emphasis here, he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now Nicodemus, he heard what Jesus said, but he didn't understand it. Therefore the Lord went further in his conversation. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Now, a lot of people have done, despite to that verse I just read, so the Lord went a little further in explaining it. Verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
Right.
This is our last verse and our text verse. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Amen. Now we're going to stop our preaching right or reading right there. I'm preaching today on mandates of God. Now we've got all kind of earthly mandates down there. I don't like them.
No.
I don't like having to wear a mask. I don't like that I can't go in somewhere because I ain't got a mask on. And you know, I try to keep one around. Can't take my wife to the hospital without a mask. And you know, now you got to be vaccinated before you can ride an airplane or a train or anything. I don't like the mandates of man. But the mandates of God are different than the mandates of man. Mm-hmm. And we're preaching today a first of a series on mandates of God. And this mandate is the mandate of salvation. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for the inspired, infallible, incorruptible Word of God. Lord, we thank you, Father, that you preserved it. Lord, we just can't even imagine where we'd be without a Bible. Thank you, Lord, that you gave your Word. Lord, that you honor your Word. Lord, that you told us, Lord, to give the most earnest heed to it, lest at any time we let it slip. Father, I thank you, Lord, that I live in America where the Bible is so abundant. Lord, I can only imagine being in a third world country where they just about sell their soul for one page out of a Bible. Lord, we're so blessed here in America. So needy here in America. Bless our efforts here today. Thank you for the good singing. Thank you, Lord, for visiting this little church like you do, Lord. We always want you to be welcome. We always want you to have the preeminence. We always want to try to stay out of the way. And Lord, give you honor and glory when we meet here. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Like I said, I'm preaching on the mandates of God. And this first mandate is the mandate of salvation. When Jesus said, you must be born again. God wants all people to be saved. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 says, "In God who will have all men to be saved." Even though God wants all men to be saved, and He's made the means for all men to be saved, and even though He compels people to get saved, all are not going to get saved.
Right.
There are some, Brother Ed, they're going to wait one day too long.
Right.
There are some that are going to try to figure out in their head, rather than accept the Word of God, they're going to strain at gnats, they're going to swallow camels, they're going to go here, they're going to go there, they're going to go anywhere but where they can hear the Word of God, Brother James.
That's right.
A lot of people. You know, I was listening to radio this week, and I got a little bit interested in what they was talking about. But Sandy, they said 1,700 people had jumped off of the Golden Gate Bridge down in San Francisco, California. Of that 1,700 people that jumped off of there, Brother Danny, 2% lived. 98% of them didn't survive the fall. You're falling somewhere about 80 miles an hour. You're falling 270-some feet to the water. And just the impact of hitting the water, it just breaks you up and the water's cold. But anyway, the 2% that did survive, Sister Carolyn, you know what they said? They said, "Nobody loves me." They said, "Nobody cares about me." That's why they jumped, Danny. There's a lot of people just like that today. They think,
amen. That's
they
right.
think nobody loves them, brother.
Right.
They think nobody cares about them. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cared for you. Now listen, old Brother Eddie cares, sir. It's just I can't care like he does.
Right.
You might call old Brother Eddie about 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what? Not only would I probably be asleep or just getting up, it just depends. But I might not be able to get to you. I might not even be able to help you. My problem may be bigger than yours. Sandy got her new motor for her car, and I say, hallelujah.
Yeah, right.
She called them up and said, "Hey, my motors went bad. I need some help." And they care enough about Sandy. They put her in a brand new motor. I rejoice with her.
Right.
I'm just telling you down here, praise God, I'm poor and needy.
Amen.
Get the Lord thinking on me, but He cares about us.
Yes,
He does.
He cares. I can't even explain the care of God. It's not in language we can understand.
That's right.
I'm just telling you, buddy, He loves you. He cares about you. But those that survived, Brother Danny, they said as soon as their hand let go of that bridge and they saw it out of reach, they started praying. Here's what they said, Sybil. They said, "Lord, if You truly love me, let me live." 2%. I don't know that they all have done that.
Right.
I don't know. I just know the ones that called upon Him, that lived, every one of them said the same thing.
Amen.
"Lord, if You truly love me, let me live." Well, I thank God for a God like
you. Yes, him. Amen.
Oh, He made provision for me, Brother Ed.
Yes, He did.
I'm telling you, I was as good as in hell, deserved to be in hell.
Me too.
I'm glad He stood between me and hell.
Amen.
I'm glad, praise God, He kept me from ending up there because I was on my way. But God wants everybody to be saved.
Yes, He does. Yes.
God waits on the lost to get saved.
Yes.
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 says, "God's long-suffering usward, not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance."
Mm-hmm.
God don't want nobody to go to hell. Why do people go to hell, Brother? They shut the door on God.
Yeah.
They won't let Him have any place in their life.
Right.
They don't want nothing to do with them. But they say, "It's my life. It's my body. I'll do what I want, when I want, and who's going to stop me?" I'll tell you what, stop you, death will.
That's right.
death, I'm telling you, buddy. Death ain't nothing to laugh about. I've done enough funerals to tell you right now, I don't enjoy a single one of them. But death comes to all, but those that are saved, praise God, it can lay no claim. That's what's good about being saved, amen. God waits on lost people to get saved. God said this about Jezebel in Revelation chapter 2. He said, I gave her space to repent.
Yes.
Then it went on to say, and she repented not. But he waited on her, the wickedest woman, killed all the prophets of God. He said, I gave her space to repent. Not only that, God warns the lost to get saved. In Luke chapter 13, verse 3 and 5, Jesus said, except marvel not. He said, I say unto you, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. I'm glad I've repented, Sarah.
Amen.
I'm telling you, buddy, I laid hold on eternal life and I ain't let go for nothing.
Amen.
I'm holding as hard as I can. Amen. But he said the same thing in verse 5. Except you repent,
yes,
you'll perish. And some people, they're just too big to repent.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you, the way to God is through humility, through humble prayer. Lord, I'm sorry. You know, two men went in a church one day. One of them said, I'm glad I ain't like other men. The other said, Lord, be merciful to me. Be merciful to me, a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that asked for mercy got mercy, brother Donnie.
Amen.
Jesus said one went to his house justified, and it wasn't that Pharisee that said, I'm glad I'm better than another man, not like this publican over here. He said, I pray, I fast. Hey, I'm telling you, he said, I give alms and all that stuff. But he missed the most important thing. God warns the lost to get saved.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to salvation, God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Amen. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. In other words, your first goal in life should be to get saved.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I think we've got that kind of out of kilter. I remember my grandfather coming to me. I was 18 years old. I was sitting there drinking a long neck, past blue ribbon beer in my backyard, and I seen him coming, I put it behind my back.
That's right.
He walked up to me and pleaded with me, horsefly, he called me horsefly because I'm wearing him to death, Carolyn. He said, horsefly? He said, I really wish you'd get saved. He said, I've been praying for you, I wish you'd get saved. And I looked, big tears on down his cheeks like what was on Carolyn's cheeks just a minute ago.
Yeah.
And you know, in my mind, I'll just be honest here this day, I'm sitting there thinking, Papa Ed, I'm 18, maybe when I'm 81. But here's what I told him, Brother Danny. I just said, not today. You know, the Bible doesn't say tomorrow. It doesn't say yesterday. It says today.
Amen.
It's the day of salvation.
Amen.
You know, the first thing you ought to do is set your sight on getting saved. Amen. If you don't know how, go talk to somebody that is saved. Amen. God also said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his soul? Mark chapter 8, verse 36. And he goes on to say, what would a man give in exchange for his soul? Now look, on this end, you can do all the bragging and boasting, you know. I don't need the Lord. I'm a man's man at the other end. And I've seen the other end.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my uncle. He was dying of cancer. And I was fasting, praying for him. It had to be over 30 years ago, Brother Don Eagles. I've just been saved 34 years and hadn't been saved very long at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fasting and praying. And I lost 40 pounds fasting, but the Lord, I prayed for my uncle. I shouldn't say his name, so I ain't going to. But I was praying for my uncle. The Lord kind of put it on my heart to go over and see him. And I guess, Sandy knows what I'm talking about. I guess the reason I need to go over and see him so I could find out why God couldn't answer my prayer. I don't know no other reason. But I drove over there. He lived over on Walnut Street. He was married to my aunt, Marty Matthews. I will tell her name. She done graduated this life. Mm-hmm. I done her funeral. Wasn't no problem at all. She done the best she could. She was suffering with sugar and health. But when she could, she's in the house of God. I can tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm.
She was falling afar off, but she's falling. Amen.
Yeah.
But anyway, I went over there to my uncle's house, and he's in the front yard with the neighbor, and they're talking. And I got out of the car, and I walked up to him, and I ain't going to say his name. I said, you know, I've been praying for you. This wouldn't be fair. If I knew he went to heaven, I'd tell you his name.
Right.
But anyway, I said, I've been praying for you, and I really believe if you bring your situation to the Lord, he's in like stage 4 cancer. I said, I really believe if you bring your situation to the Lord, he'd help you. And his neighbor said, he's telling you right. You need to do that.
Here's what my uncle told me and him that day. Patrick, he said, no. He said, they've come out with a new pill. And I'm trusting in that new pill. Mm. I says, Paul Bearer, within 2 weeks of that day right there. Mm. I'm just telling you, it's an urgent matter. It shouldn't be put off. And not only that, it's mandated of God. You must be born again. You're not going without being saved.
That's right.
Now, you can shout. You can praise God. You can sing. You can preach. Nowadays, I think you can about get away with murder. They've just about done it, I think. But there's only one way you're going to go to heaven, and that's by being born again. Amen.
Amen.
But God says, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his soul? I'll tell you what he'll do. He'll buy those high dollar pills.
Yeah, that's right.
He'll take that jab. He'll go under the knife. He'll go through the chemo treatments. He'll pay all that he's gained in this world just to live.
Yeah.
Now, the Lord come that we might have life, have it more abundantly, and you can put your confidence in God. There's one thing God can't do, and I'm glad He can't. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18, it's impossible for God to lie.
Yes, amen.
In Titus chapter 1, verse 2, God who cannot lie promised before the world ever was. I'm telling you, the promise of God is yea and amen. There's no, He can't lie. There's no, when it comes to the promise of God. You can name it, claim it when it comes to the promise of God. He promised all that come to Him. He said, I'll in no wise turn away in John chapter 6, verse 37. Now, not only is salvation mandated of God, but we all desire to some degree to go to heaven. Most people I've met, they don't want to go to hell. I've met a few that said they wanted to go. I had a brother-in-law in my house one time, and I guess he kind of dreaded coming there, Carolyn, because I had more zeal back then. I had sense. If you come to my house, you're going to hear it. I mean, from Genesis to Revelation, he come. It's my wife's. my wife's brother, Garnet Dale Anderson, or Garrett Anderson. She got two brothers. One of them's Garnet, the other's Garrett. Anyway, Garrett was at our house, and we was in the kitchen there, James. And I'm talking to him about the Lord, you know, and he's trying to get around the conversation. And I said, surely you don't want to go to hell. I mean, I'm getting a little bit overboard here. And he said something phenomenal. He said, I want to go to hell. And trying to dodge the subject, you know what I mean, Bonnie? So I put him to the test. I said, you don't mind proving that to me, do you? He said, I'll do it. Show me how. I turned our kitchen burner on high, and he got good and cherry red. I said, lay your face on that burner right there and prove to me you want to go to hell. He broke right there, right there in our kitchen, in his knees. He said, I'm sorry. I want you to forgive me. I'm sitting there just stunned. But I turned that kitchen range on it, got good cherry red, and it kind of overemphasized what hell was like.
Yeah.
He didn't lay his face on that burner, Brother Ed. Matter of fact, Brother Rio, the hell sunk in, and right in front of me, he fell like a sack of taters on the floor right in front of that kitchen stove.
Amen.
He said, I don't want to go to hell. He said, I want to be saved.
Amen.
And that's what I'm preaching about today.
That's right.
Is, you know, we all desire to go to heaven. But if you put salvation off one day too long, there will be an eternity of regret.
Yes, they will be.
I mentioned this in the Sunday school, and I feel like it'd be a good mention here right now, that I was on the, and I'm on the internet too much, but I was on the internet, and it showed this boy that had stole this motorcycle, Brother Eric, and he got the helmet on, and he's going down the highway. He's outrun the owner of the motorcycle. He's outrun the police that are following him, Sybil. But the helicopter up over top of him, looking down on him, filming him, they've got his speed. He's going between 120, 130. It goes up and down. But he's going 130, and he kind of raised his hind end up a little bit and sat back down, and he went through that next intersection, that car making that turn. It took the whole front end off of that car. And the last vision you see of him, he's going through the air just like this right here. The young boy looked like he's about 20. 130 mile an hour on two wheels, no airbag. He did have a helmet on. But you see what I mean? I don't know if that boy is saved or not. Mm-hmm. But if that boy was not saved, he put salvation off one day too long.
That's right.
You see, it's an urgent matter. It's not something to put off. If you want to go to heaven, you better get saved. I'll tell you that right now. But God says today is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. God says today, if you'll hear His voice, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. God says, whosoever
yes.
shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. God didn't make salvation complicated. He made it simple.
Yes.
And listen, many have done harm to the simplicity that's in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm saved. And I've met some of these, says you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, you got to do that. I've read my Bible. I'm on my 19th time of reading my Bible through. Here's what it says. If you'll come to Him and with your mouth confess.
Yes.
I mean, I just told Him, I said, Lord, I'm a sinner.
Right.
And Romans 10 verse 9 says, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's not hard to get saved if you just go where it's at.
Amen.
Salvation's in Him,
amen. Amen.
I'm telling you, you can go to this preacher and that preacher and you may not get no better off. But if you go to Jesus, I promise you this, He'll say, never a man spake like that man. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my.
That's good.
He says, He has called. God's caller ID is not 911, it's G-O-D.
Amen.
He said, He's called and you refuse. Y'all seen these people? I ain't talking to them. Well, that's kind of the way to do God. He says that He has stretched out His hand and you didn't regard it.
Yes.
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 24. You see, the problem's not on God's end.
Right.
Jesus said in John chapter 5 verse 40, He said, you will not come to Me that you may have life. Not only is God's mandate upon salvation, but He's told you how you can be saved. It's hard to miss it.
Yeah.
God says to seek the Lord while He may be found. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6. It goes on to say, call upon Him while He's near.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why, Brother Eddie? Because there will be a day when they'll call upon Him and He won't answer.
That's right. Right.
Yeah.
There will be a day when they'll seek Him and they won't find Him. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 28. That's actually mentioned in Revelations. The church is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Men have realized they've made a mistake. They missed out on going to heaven. And they start calling on God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was wrong. I was wrong. It's too late. Now's the time to do that.
Yes.
God says to seek Him early and you'll find Him. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. Sandy, they brought little infants to Jesus. I appreciate Sarah having a small child back there beside her.
Yeah.
They brought little infants to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, them disciples rebuked them for bringing them, but you know what Jesus said?
Yeah.
He said, suffer a little children to come to Me and forbid them not for
such
the kingdom of heaven. You don't have to be so old to be saved.
No.
Man, I've seen parents lay their little babies on the altar and pray over them.
That's right.
Man, I'm telling you what, there ain't no too early time to start.
No.
I've seen people talk to the belly of a woman with a child and say, get to Jesus as fast as you can as soon as you be born. Start running to Him. Amen. Reggie Sadler said he started talking to his daughter's baby and said, Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
Said that baby started kicking. Said, Jesus, won't you come live with him? He said, it's on his way. Amen. I'm just telling you, you can't start too early. They brought infants to Jesus. And He received them. Amen. Luke chapter 18, verse 15 through 16. Now I'm going to get on a little sad note right here. I ain't really got no choice.
Blessing God.
Children used to be prayed over in the classroom, and I know that because I'm one of them. I still remember the principal praying over the intercom, asking God's blessing upon the classroom, upon the children, upon everything said, and I still remember that at EBT Elementary School. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Now, instead of being prayed over, Carolyn, they're being prayed upon.
That's right. Boy, you're right.
Wolves got in.
Yeah.
This wasn't by accident. This was planned out.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what, Brother Eddie? I brought the manifesto with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I brought it with me. You see, I'm trying to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Mm-hmm. Do you know they got gay BCs now instead of ABCs?
Yeah,
really.
Hint, the letter L is for lesbian. Sure. Elementary. Little infants. Early is a good time to get them in church. Early is a good time to try to get them to Calvary, get them saved.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, this went to Congress in 1987. I got saved in 1988, Sybil. This manifesto was sent to Congress in 1987 and implemented by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2015. Does anybody remember? I'm not trying to be racist here, Brother James. But does anybody remember when our White House turned into rainbow colors on TV?
Obama.
I'm just telling you. We ought to be paying attention to some of this stuff.
That's right.
Now, this homosexual manifesto was written by Michael Swift. He's a gay revolutionary. And here's what he says. And as I read this, just stop and think about what I'm reading. Stop and rationalize the day we're living in. And maybe you can connect the dots and understand what's going on in America. We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and vulgar lies. We shall seduce them in your whose schools was that? Your schools?
Yes, that's right.
I just seen on the internet where the school board said, we ain't got no right to say what the children being taught. Did you hear that? This is from a sodomite in your schools. And I didn't realize I was going to see that this morning. In your dormitories. Mm-hmm. In your gymnasiums. In your locker rooms. In your sports arenas. I'm telling you right now, I would have a little bit to say, don't you think, Brother Daniel? Mm-hmm. In your seminaries. In your youth groups. In your movie theaters, in your movie theater bathrooms, in your army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, in your all-male clubs, in your houses of Congress, wherever men are with men together, your sons, whose sons?
Yours.
Your sons shall become Armenians. I'm not okay with that. I'm going to tell you right now, this right here gets old Brother Ed a little bit fired up. I told Brother Ed I was going to be preaching a little bit more bold this year. He may get that here when he reading this. I'm not sugarcoating nothing. This guy printed this out.
Bless him, God.
Your sons shall become Armenians and do our bidding. I'm not okay with it.
Uh-uh.
I mean, over my dead body. I'm just telling you right now, I'm not on board with this. They will be recast in our image. That's the only way a homosexual can reproduce, by the way. But they know to get them early, Brother Danny.
Yeah.
Early. For they know their left hand from their right hand. They will come to crave and adore us. We will instruct them. We will embrace them. All laws banning homosexual activity will be revoked. Instead, legislation shall be passed which engenders love between men. We will unmask the powerful homosexuals who masquerade as heterosexuals. Mm-hmm. You will be shocked, I already am. Mm-hmm. And frightened, I'm not frightened, I'll tell you that right now. I'm in this thing, I'm in, buddy. I don't budge, I don't. Now, I might end up in jail, and I'm okay with that. I am not going to bow.
No, that's right.
I'll go to the fire first.
That's right.
I know when Nebuchadnezzar made his mandate that everybody bow at his image, mm-hmm. and he was in a position of power.
Yeah.
They didn't all bow, Sandy.
No.
There was three little boys that were still standing. They caught some attention. I tell you what, they bound them and threw them in the fire, but they didn't go in long, Brother James. That king looked down and he said, did we throw three in? He said, I see four. He hadn't been drinking neither. He said, you'll be shocked and frightened when you find out your president, what? Somebody say they made the White House rainbow colored?
Yes.
Your president? Oh my, did I let the cat out of the bag? And their sons, your industrialists, your senators? Hello?
That's right.
Your mayors, your generals? I believe you got Miley in there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Your athletes, most of them are gay. Your film stars, y'all may not know this, but you got to be a gay to be a film star.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, bust your bubble, but one of the criteria to be a star in Hollywood is you got to be gay. They own it now. They got enough money. They got our money, but they got it. Your television personalities, your civic leaders, your priests are not safe. Listen, I'm saved. Yeah, I've read my Bible. I know better than some of these lies, Mel.
That's right.
Familiar heterosexual figures you assume them to be. We are everywhere. We have infiltrated your ranks. I told y'all I ain't got no problem at all with homosexuals being here. I love them. If they can stand it, stay. If they can't, we got a back door back there. We just redone it. It works great. Now listen to this. I want you to get me serious here. Be careful when you speak of homosexuals, because we're always among you. We may be sitting across the desk from you. Those who oppose us will be exiled. Okay. In Canada right now, I probably done went over time. Canada right now, they're being prosecuted if you speak against the sin of homosexuality.
Yeah.
If you try to convert someone out of homosexuality, you can be imprisoned. I'm just telling you, the playing field's changed. Those who oppose us will be exiled. The family will be abolished. The family unit will be eliminated. Perfect. I don't really get this, but this may be true. Perfect boys will be conceived and grown in genetic laboratories. That could be true. Man, we've come a long way, baby.
Yeah, boy.
All churches who condemn us will be closed. We'll meet in the woods.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I'll go back to preaching up on the square if I have to. I'm just telling you, this is a shout over the bow. And this was in 1987. One of the major requirements for a position of power, you know, other people, by the people, for the people. Any man contaminated with a heterosexual lust will be automatically barred from an influence, from a position of influence. I just saw a president being removed from office. And I know why he was removed. Y'all don't pay attention as much as I do. We got one there right now that's promoting this like crazy.
Yeah, that's right. Sure do.
All males who insist on remaining heterosexual will be tried in homosexual courts of justice. We will rewrite history. Anybody knows a bunch of statues being removed?
Yeah, yeah, they are.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Don't
even
know if we got
I ain't gonna read no more of this. And I'm telling you, buddy, it's a good time to get saved.
Amen.
Like Dorothy stated to Toto, this not Kansas no more.
Right. Oh, it's not.
Paul, I'm gonna stop right here, but Paul said in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. He said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Yeah.
And you know, you need to know yourself. Don't let Brother Eddie tell you you're saved. If I could talk you into it, somebody could talk you out of it.
Amen.
You're supposed to know yourself. Wow. But listen, if you personally need to know the Lord yourself, Jesus, as your Savior, get it nailed down.
Yeah.
Get it rooted. Get it grounded. There's a devil down here, and he's experienced in line. He overthrew a third of the angels of God in heaven, and they fell down here because of a lie from hell.
Yeah, that's right.
Now listen, I'm saved 100%.
Amen.
I'm 100% God, called of God to preach.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm not a novice. I know enough Bible. If you got any questions, I don't care what they're about. You ask me, I'll give you a Bible answer. I'll put it in perspective.
That's right.
I'll tell you where Cain got his wife. I'll tell you about the things that people scratch their head out. And you know what? They strained and asked for the camels. The Bible's self-explanatory. Defend itself. It don't need nobody to defend it.
Amen.
Right. Don't miss this. Salvation is mandated of God.
Yes.
Don't miss heaven by putting off getting saved.
Amen.
The Bible says today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. He said, today is the day of salvation.
Yeah.
If you want to go to heaven, you need to get to Jesus, and you and Him need to talk it over.
Today.
Father, we thank You, Lord, for the privilege to stand for the Word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank You, Father, Lord, for Lord Your blessings upon the singing, upon the preaching. I had great liberty. Thank You, Lord, for praying for us, Lord, in this work, Lord. We want to be a blessing. Lord, thank You for the visitors. Thank You, Father, for all that are here today online and in this little small church. We just give You praise and glory and give You honor in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand for just a minute. I'm going to get Brother Jerry, if you would, please. Sister Sharon, if she would, just maybe one verse of invitation on him. Like I said, I'm just a messenger boy. I just deliver God's message and I've done my part. If you need to do anything, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
I'll pray with you. I'll tell you all how to be saved. I can tell you, but you've got to do the talking and the praying and asking yourself, and you got to believe the Lord to do it. But I'm here for you. I can answer any question you got. I can help you.
Amen. Number 146.